Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The Golden State Warriors have absolutely captured our imagination. Everybody in the world of basketball is talking about them. Everybody in the sports world who isn't even particularly a basketball fan is talking about the Golden State Warriors. They're a team that just you can't get enough of right now. They're going to be back at it tomorrow, 2 o'clock in the afternoon in Toronto. And to talk about it from their television broadcast, we are thrilled to bring in Jim Barnett, the Warrior TV analyst here on the Damon Bruce Show. Jim, thank you very, very much. Great to have you back on the show. Let's just open with a nice, big, broad question. Is there a particular moment during this 20-game winning streak that you think stands out, defines the win streak, or is just the most fun during the win streak?
Well, I believe the L.A. Clipper game when they got down by 23 was very instrumental. And when they were able to do that on the opponent's court and come back and win that game, I think they gained a lot of confidence. This team plays with an incredible amount of confidence now. And so they're not worried if they get down a little bit or if they have a 20-point lead and it dissipates down to 8 like it did last night or night before in Charlotte. And they know they can come back and win, and they can do it in different ways. They can do it with their offense, but mainly they just apply the defense, and that turns everything around for them and does fuel their offense. But it's a remarkable team, and you know the defining person is obviously Stephen Curry. He's just revolutionizing the game. Everybody's talking about him, and everybody can't believe what is going on and how much he's improved from last year. He's making a believer of all the NBA players across this country, and it's just tremendous to watch the growth that he has, and yet the balance and the foundation that he still has, and the humility, and he just goes about his business. But he just blitzes people, and you know, in Utah, the first game of this road trip, you know, they really prepared for 2 days to stop him. Now, he scored 9 points in the first half, but they didn't stop him when it counted. He hit the three-pointer when they were down by three. Then he hit the winning three that gave them the win. And we know what he did in Charlotte, 24 straight points. Just remarkable scoring. I don't know, he scored like 14 points in the last 2.5 minutes of the game.
It was amazing.
It's fun. I can't put a finger on it, but I don't know. I talked to Tim Roy. It's amazing. The Warriors are essentially a quarter of the way through the NBA season and have not lost a game.
We're looking for it's ridiculous. It really is. And we're looking for perspective, and people are coming up with old-fashioned NBA numbers. They're coming up with newfangled NBA numbers to try to explain what Steph Curry is. He is being compared to Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant and Wilt Chamberlain in one conversation. He's being compared to, well, there's never been a comparison, really, to this sort of production before. You know, with all that you've seen, how would you describe him? How about this? Better question. How would you defend him?
Well, you know what? I think to be an NBA player, you have to have a lot of confidence. And sometimes I've thought about, I wonder how I would do against him, because I was a good defender. I was very, very quick, and I could keep a man in front of me. And, you know, in all humility, I think I'd do a better job than 95% of the guys out there. I know this. I wouldn't back up on him and keep backing up inside the three-point line like last night Kemba Walker kept doing, and he kept burying it in that fourth quarter with all those points. So I would pick him up a little bit. I'd force him one way. I certainly would try to deny his outside shot, and hopefully I get help if he does get around me inside. But the thing is, you know, you compare him against all those players you're talking about. You can compare stats to some degree, scoring and whatever, but he's unlike any of those players. He doesn't resemble Michael Jordan in any way, shape, or form. And he'll be the first to admit that. And that's why, he's spawning a new generation of basketball players who are going to look at the game differently. They're not going to look at the game as, you know, dunking the highlight is dunking a basketball. There are going to be a lot more three-point shooters coming up. There are going to be guys that have now worked on their ball handling, the way they approach the game, the way they practice, and the way they try to get better, and the way maybe they're not as quick, but if I can handle the ball like Steph Curry, I will be able to outmaneuver my man and get my shot off. The quicker release. They're going to be watching videos frame by frame to see how he breaks down everything. And so stuff that you've never seen before, because there's never been a player like him. When you combine, and we talked about this before, you and I, that there's never been a player like him. When you combine the ball handling skills that he has and the shooting skills that he possesses, he's alone at the top of the heap there, and he's totally unique.
Jim Barnett, Warrior TV analyst here on the Damon Bruce Show. Are you as surprised as I am that a team hasn't taken it physically to Curry yet? I'm surprised. I mean, let me tell you, if I were playing the Golden State Warriors tonight, Steph Curry would hit the deck really hard twice in the first half and four times in the second half.
You know, but he's resilient to that. I think they bounce him around a little bit, but he knows he's got such great balance. I read some article, it might have been in the New York Times, about his balance and how it's kind of ballet-like. And so, you know, he doesn't resist physical contact. He goes with it, and he falls down an awful lot, but he knows how to fall. He knows how to fall through the air. He knows how to break his fall. So, you know, it may not look like he's getting hit hard because he just knows how to absorb it and do different things. Now, of course, you could go and hurt somebody, but no one wants to do that, and that's not part of the game. That's not the spirit of the game. You know, it just depends on what team. I mean, last night there was
If I were coaching against him, letting this guy get wet from 48% outside wouldn't be in the spirit of the game either that I was coaching. So, I mean, I can't believe that somebody has not – I mean, really put him down hard, like a real message foul on him yet. And maybe it's just the NBA we're living in now, and that doesn't happen. And
well,
that'll be good.
They do definitely kind of control that, and yeah. They're very strict. It's not like it used to be, because definitely there were a lot more fights when I was in the league in the 60s and 70s, and you could actually fight. You'd have a double technical and keep on playing. Nobody got kicked out of the game. There were no fines or nothing like that. So it is a different era, and that's the whole thing. Maybe there is a little more appreciation of the finesse that he possesses, and you attribute it to that. And perhaps there's just a great respect, I would think, around the league for him, and they don't want to hurt the package. They don't want to hurt it's like hurting themselves, because he is the face of the NBA today.
Jim, how long do you think we're going to see Harrison Barnes out of the starting lineup with a high ankle sprain?
Man, that's all speculation. He's not going to play this week. We know that. I wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't play on this entire road trip. He's with the team, but it's not an easy sprain down there. It's not in the foot area where, you know, I've experienced many sprains where I might miss two games or something like that. But he's walking on his own pretty well right now. He's still in a little boot. But, I don't know, and he doesn't know. It's kind of like Steve Kerr. We don't know when he's going to come back, and it's all speculation on everyone's part. And you can predict, you know, that maybe he'd be out 2 to 3 weeks. And I would be surprised if he'd be out any longer than that.
Which half of the back-to-back scares you a little bit more as a potential loss, Toronto tomorrow or Brooklyn Sunday? Or is that a bad question? Because the scary part of the back-to-back is always the second half.
It's a great question, but this team is resilient to things like that. They're immune to pressure. They thrive on pressure. In fact, they invite it, and they invite the challenge. They're just that special. I was on the bus coming in from the airport today here in Toronto tonight, and I said, Tim, it is impossible to predict when they're going to lose the game. He said, I know. And we've been around a long, long time with this team. And we're sitting there in wonderment. Seriously, on the back of the bus, I said, it's impossible to predict when they're going to lose. They're not going to go 82-0, can they? So when is that going to happen? And we just don't know. And, I think they're going to go out tomorrow night. They had a tough game the second half against Toronto, few weeks ago, a couple of weeks ago plus, in Oakland. And that's a tough backcourt with DeMar DeRozan and Kyle Lowry. But they're going to rise to the occasion, you know, because they know they know how to play. They know how to play together. They really share the basketball, and they just have this chemistry. And like Draymond Green, you know, on this road trip, this is in my brain. I've got it memorized. He's 8-for-21 in Utah, 2-for-9 a couple of nights ago in Charlotte. And you're thinking, you know, he's got turnovers, and you're thinking, gee whiz. I believe he ended up with 5 turnovers the other night. And sometimes he looks like a bull in a china shop, and yet he makes plays. He's a playmaker, and he wins for you. And then you look at the stat sheet. I remember at one time I thought, oh, my gosh, you know, and I think he was 2-for-8 at the time. But I looked over, and he had 9 rebounds and 8 assists. So he's doing all these other things. You go, holy mackerel. Yeah. He's always flirting with a triple-double.
Now, and he's the only guy in the NBA, I think, that really legit can guard all 5 spots on the court. I mean, he's a special player. This is a special team. The streak is special. The road trip is special. There's just the broadcasts are special, Jim. Love hearing you on them, and we'll be watching tomorrow afternoon for sure back here at home. Jim, we got to run. Thank you so much. Always great to talk to you, my friend.
Thank you for having me. It's my pleasure, Damon. And we don't have any answers. It's a mystery to us, too.
Well, and here's the thing. The questions have never been more fun. I mean, that's the thing about the Warriors. Thank you so much,
Favorite,
Jim Barnett.
Enjoy it. Thank you, Damon.
Thank you. Jim Barnett here on 95.7 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.